to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 124. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website. And if you lived there, you'd be home by now.
Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go!
Oh, what was that? That was fucking weird. I'm Absolute Deicide. What else we got going on here? Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And I think we're good. Good night, everybody. Okay, we're back. And yeah, we survived another Black Friday event, if you will. I'll tell you firsthand here. Again, I work at a fucking retail store, so yeah, I don't think that's. I don't think Black Friday is gonna last too many more years going forward. I mean, fucking one or two more, maybe. I mean, it's just not really the hit, you know, that it used to be. Even though you still I still kept seeing like shit on the news, like fucking all people fighting over some fucking truck or some shit, but. I don't know. I'll tell you fucking. I mean, I was on the front lines there of a major retail store, we'll say. I mean, fucking, not fucking like. You know, it's not fucking heavily populated. You know, it's like a million fucking people showing up there anyway to begin with, but. I'll just say again, just fucking from observational, fucking firsthand, anecdotal evidence here. Now, I just see the fucking the lines there. They get shorter and shorter every year for fucking Black Friday. And yeah, I actually did the good job this year. I was just fucking hanging out by the in the back room there by the fucking loading bay, and just people would drive their cars up there whenever they bought a fucking like big screen TV or whatever, and I just fucking pick them up and throw them in fucking people's cars and shit. And even that, I mean, that's usually the big fucking seller each year is fucking TVs. We didn't even sell too many of those either. Maybe like 40 of them fucking all night they fucking brought out, you know? So, yeah, I don't fucking, you know, these fucking $300, like 55-inch fucking 4K TVs. Again, not the best fucking ones you could buy, obviously, but, you know, just, you know, nobody was in too much of a rush to get them, you know, it seemed like those, again, those are usually the big fucking sellers, and just, yeah, I mean, a few years ago, there'd just be this fucking, like, non-stop line of cars and fucking lining up back there, and just, you know, constantly just fucking three or four fucking people, like, you know, grabbing fucking TVs and, you know, going down, like, three a line and just fucking, like, oh, here you go, fucking people directing traffic and sending them out. I was just fucking sitting there, like, drinking coffee all night, and just fucking, like, oh, somebody fucking pulled up, and just, all right, yeah, whatever, fuck around, and just kind of stand around, so, yeah, I mean, yeah, we go through, like, fucking pallets of fucking TVs, you know what I mean, on fucking Black Friday, but, yeah, I just think it's a combination of, you know, just, again, TVs are the big seller, and just, those are usually cheap year-round, you can find fucking good deals, like, whenever, and just, and they fucking last forever, too, you know, it's not like fucking, like, you know, every 5 years or so, your TV would shit out, like, back in the day, when there were actual tubes in them, and all sorts of shit that would fucking fuck up, and, you know, they'll fucking last you forever. Plus, you know, the physical, like, who actually goes to, like, a brick-and-mortar, like, actual store, you know? I don't. Again, I fucking work in one. I don't fucking buy anything there. I don't fucking buy anything in any fucking stores. Speaking of which, you know, I know everybody was all excited about me going clothes shopping, because, you know, I got to dress like a fucking faggot for a month between now and Christmas, so I got to buy, like, fucking khaki pants and shit and just, yeah, so I had to go out and buy some. I know, we'll get to something more interesting, but, yeah, that didn't didn't go so well this year. I'll tell you that much. Just I'm going to call it a particular store here, the one I went to. And yeah, I don't know like how widespread this fucking store is, like how much of a chain it is. But again, I live in like the northeast of the U.S. and just yeah. I mean, I don't know if anybody's familiar with Burlington Coat Factory, but this fucking is just one of the, in the town I live in. There's like fucking like basically two fucking stores you can go into to buy fucking clothes, and that's one of them. So I go in there looking for again just the most fucking basic shit imaginable. Fucking khaki pants, preferably fucking cargo pants with fucking like pockets and shit. Because I have fucking phone, my fucking wallet, and just fucking knife and shit, and fucking pens and all that bullshit. So I'm just like, dude, I'm fucking. I'd prefer having fucking a bunch of pockets and just fucking. Then I just want like plain fucking colored t-shirts. It's like just fucking, you know, just green, fucking blue, whatever. Fucking just plain fucking. Just t-shirts, you know what I mean? this store here, this fucking Burlington Coat Factory, is based out of Vermont. Burlington, Vermont, if you can believe it. I've been up there before. The fucking, my brother went to fucking school up there. So in theory, it's just, again, it's just fucking just out in the middle of nowhere in fucking Vermont. So it's supposed to be just like this boring fucking run-of-the-mill fucking white people fucking, you know what I mean, fucking work and winter wear clothing store. Almost like a lower tier fucking cheaper fucking L.L. Bean, you know what I mean? But yeah, every time I fucking go in there, the fucking store here, it's fucking, you know, again, it's just close. It's like fucking 5 minutes away. And it's usually, again, I only go in there, I'm like fucking like, shit, I need something like today. You know what I mean? I don't have a fucking, my fucking belt broke or some shit, or, you know, I need a fucking dress shirt to go to a fucking wedding or a funeral type of deal. That's fucking like, I need something like right now. Like, you know what I mean? Within like the next like couple days. And I'm not sure if fucking, if I order it online or whatever, it's going to get here in time. So, yeah, welcome to the, fashion, absolute deicide's fashion corner. But, yeah, every time I buy some of that shit, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you know, it's like I'll buy like fucking like black dress shirts and shit for like funerals and like whatever. And like, yeah, I guess I'll wear it for a wedding too. You know what I mean? Like shit like that. But it's just like, then I'm like, all right, after I'm done with it, like, ah, fuck this shit. I just take it off and like throw it in like some fucking obscure corner of my room or whatever. Some like drawer that I'm never going to fucking open again. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm fucking this shit. You know, because when the fuck am I going to need that shit again? And then eventually I do, when the cycle continues. Then I can't fucking find it or whatever, and it's fucking, I haven't worn it in like 3 years, and like, this shit doesn't fucking fit anymore, or like, whatever. So, yeah, whatever. So then I end up going to fucking good old fucking Burlington Coat Factory there. Every time I go in there, I'm just like, I just can't believe how much that fucking store sucks. Like, it's so fucking bad. And I used to joke about like fucking, like, I need jeans or whatever, like, my jeans are all fucking torn up. I used to fucking head in there. And every time he used to fucking make jokes, it was fucking like, you can, again, you just can't find like just plain blue fucking jeans. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a fuck what brand or like whatever. Just give me some. I don't give a fuck if it's like some shitty store brand. Just some kind of fucking blue jeans, you know? Yeah, every fucking pair you'd find in there is fucking like sparkles on the fucking ass. You know what I mean? Like wings and shit. And so, you know, it's fucking like ridiculous. You know, the fucking, you shop in the men's section, the fucking, like, men's department of the store, and it just looks like fucking, like, chick stuff, you know what I mean? Or Negro wear, you know? Like, fucking, like, black people could probably pull this shit off, and all fucking, like, sparkly gay shit, but fucking, I look like a faggot. So, yeah, every time I walk in there, it's just like, dude, I swear, again, I live in fucking, no, it's not, like, tiny, but I mean, it's fucking, it's a college town, but it's just fucking, like, you know, it's not like a city, you know, a suburb, if you will. But fuck, like every time I walk in that store, it's like, I swear, like fucking, like every black person in this town is like concentrated in this fucking store. So I have to go in there. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, dude, I need fucking clothes in like a day or two. I walk in there, and it looks like a fucking, like, bomb went off in there. You know what I mean? It's just fucking... It's like they just throw all this shit, like, all over the place. No fucking rhyme or reason to it. Just, you know, fuck it. It's fucking... pile of shirts fucking here, like, whatever. Fucking just throw shit on the racks, like, wherever. Just fucking piles of just fucking random fucking shit everywhere. You know, boxes on the ground that are just fucking, like, open and just, like, sitting there and just, like, shit, like, pouring out of them. And they said, like, the most random shit on the shelves, just, you know, like, four ways. And, like, on the registers, it's fucking, like, oh, here's, like, candy and fucking, like, electronics and, like, perfume and shit. And just fucking, it's, like, all, like, really expensive, like, overpriced garbage, you know? And, like, tons of it, too. Like, who buys that shit? Like, who buys, like, fucking, like, yeah, I'm going to the clothes store and buy some fucking, like, chocolate. Like, dude, this is fucking, like, stupid. Yeah, this time I went in there, it's not even that there were fucking, like, black people in there. There's just fucking, like, I don't even know what the fuck they were. I don't know, like, Indians or fucking Pakistanis or, I don't know, some kind of fucking, like, Hispanics. I have no fucking clue. It was, you know, old ladies with fucking, like, head scarves and a bunch of, like, moles on their faces and shit. And it's like, dude, where the fuck am I? Like every other fucking place in public, you know, every other fucking public place in this fucking town is, like, 90% white people, and then fucking, like, just it seems like they just all, every other fucking race just congregates here in this one fucking store. Like, it's ridiculous. So anyway, I know you're on the fucking the edge of your seat, but yeah, so I take my time. I'm fucking combing through the store again. I'm finding fucking zero shirts that I can wear. You know, two pairs of pants I found, and fucking, like, both of them are fucking, like, way too big for me. I fucking put them on, and it's like, and I'd be like, ah, whatever, they're big, but I can just wear a belt and whatever, they'll be really baggy, who gives a fuck. But I mean, they're like fucking, like, parachute pants, you know. I just, like, dude, this is fucking, like, you can't even fucking wear this shit, like, this is awful. So, yeah, I threw them in the garbage, because, they're like $15, I'm just like, I could return them, I just don't want to go back there, it's not worth the fucking $15, like, these go in the fucking trash. And again, I don't want to fucking, like, try them on there either. If I'm, like, fucking, nope, in and out, fucking as quick as I can. Like, I don't want to fucking take my pants off in that place. Yeah, I'm not going back to that fucking hellhole to fucking, like, return them. So whatever, yeah, I would just go online to fucking Amazon, and hey, you know, bing, bang, boom, fucking exactly what I want. Fucking nice shirts, cargo pants, fucking pants and shirts, both fucking whatever color you want, like every color of the fucking rainbow, million fucking pockets in them if you want. Like, everything's like $20 a piece, you know, free shipping. You know, it'll be here in like 2 days, so yeah, the whole point of that is, that store sucks, and again, who actually shops and fucking, like, you know, who goes into a store? It's just a fucking disaster. It's a fucking nightmare. So to bring it around to video games as related to my Black Friday experience, I think is where we started with that bullshit. Video game consoles, fucking yeah, they really weren't big sellers at all. Like none of them. And again, this is me fucking firsthand anecdotal, so I don't start with the fucking, oh, IGN said the sales were up 7% year over year for Nintendo, and, you know, Nintendo's gonna, you know, reported a $2 billion profit for the quarter, so, and I'm just saying, you know, fuck you. I'm just fucking saying, you know, we had fucking, like, pallets of, like pallets, like entire pallets of fucking Xbox One X's and fucking Nintendo Switches, PS4s, we had a fucking ton of them, and yeah, like, whatever, this is fucking still in the store now, like, a week fucking later, or whatever, half a week later, fucking nobody fucking bought them. I don't think the sales on them were that great either. I think they're pretty much just full price or whatever. I think the most was like, ah, oh, this was like $50 off, like, normal or some shit. It wasn't like anything crazy. All, you know, all of the fucking, the Xboxes, PS4s, and Switches is fucking not much of a sale there, and just nobody gave a fuck, pretty much. So I'll say this from my fucking point of view, which is obviously the only one that matters. You know, I get it just because I worked that bullshit Black Friday for 4 fucking hours. I get a discount from doing that, so it's like 20, I think it's like 25% off, something like that. So, they give me that for like a couple days that I can use it. But I'm thinking, like, you know, during those couple of days, if there are fucking Nintendo Switches there in stock at my store, which, I mean, there will be. Again, it's fucking, it's just, I think it's funny, like, hearing these people are going, oh, there's still no fucking Nintendo Switches anywhere. We can't find them. It's like, yeah, it seemed to all be in my store, because been a ton of them. This is the thing fucking launched. Like, nobody's really, really fucking bought them. If I see them and I can get at them, I'll put it that way. If I can get at them, because nobody works fucking electronics at night when I work, but if I can fucking somehow get somebody to fucking sneak their way in there or grab one from the back or whatever, and I feel the impulsive need to buy one, like, you know, right at that moment of fucking like, oh, I only have this day to use the discount, and do I feel like fucking pulling out my credit card and buying this and fucking like, oh, looking at a Nintendo Switch, I'm probably going to get a fucking Nintendo Switch, you know what I mean, that day, during those two fucking days or whatever. Again, I still don't know, I don't know why exactly, I'm getting one, most likely, but it's probably, it's literally, I think, just for fucking Mario Odyssey at this point. I really can't think of anything else I want to fucking play on that system, but, you know, I don't know, I kind of feel professionally fucking obligated, if you will, to fucking to own one or something like that. I don't know. I know I'm gonna fucking, I'll regret it fucking immediately, and I'll just fucking collect dust, like pretty much like the Wii U did. You know what I mean? Then fucking like, oh, something came out, like, you know, a Zelda, like fucking 3 years later, cool, and like nothing in between. But it's like, oh, I don't want to play fucking like Animal Crossing or some bullshit. Nope, no, I don't. I'm not a faggot. Oh, what about the new Pikmin? Yeah, dude, that game is awful. I actually did play that on fucking Wii U. Was it Pikmin 3 or some shit? And just like, oh yeah, I hate fucking Pikmin. That's just wicked gay. But, speaking of weak-ass sales, another sale news. A Steam sale happened around then too, like Black Friday. I think it's still going on. And, yeah, I mean, I did my usual fucking routine there, just fucking, like, looking at all what's on sale, and fucking, like, you know, every fucking game, I'm like, oh, yeah, I should buy that, and then fucking, like, oh, nope, in library, I mean, I already fucking bought it, you know, bought them, like, fucking when they weren't on sale, obviously, but, don't get me wrong, I mean, there's quite a few fucking really good fucking games there, you know what I mean? You get your fucking Tomb Raiders, which, again, I fucking bought, like, the entire, like, every fucking Tomb Raider game ever fucking made, a couple years ago, whatever, on another sale for, like, $20, and, you know, the fucking Witchers, again, I own all the fucking Witchers, Grand Theft Autos, like, whatever, I don't really care, I've owned them at some point, I'm sure I have them somewhere, for various fucking systems or whatever, just, but, yeah, I mean, between fucking, you know, me fucking buying games when they're new, and usually fucking don't, I'm getting them fucking, like, half off or so anyway, fucking through, like, CD keys or whatever. That, and, you know, again, fucking just scooping up fucking older games from the previous fucking Steam sales and shit. Yeah, I mean, it was really fucking, like, scraping the bottom of the fucking barrel. You know, I'm just, like, trying to find, like, something. Like, again, like, fucking, like, it's a sale, and there's all these games, but all of my own. The ones I don't own, like, I really don't fucking give a fuck about, and I'd probably never play. So I was just looking for, like, something, like, anything to fucking buy. I did pick up a few odds and ends here and there, but to tell you the truth, I mean, they were so fucking, like, it was just, like, really old and fucking, like, random games. Like, you know, I don't even fucking, like, remember. Again, it was just really, really diving deep in there. I think MDK I bought, that fucking old shooter or whatever, fucking, it was on PC. I think it might have been, like, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 1, rather, Battle Block Theater I bought, which I own on fucking, like, Xbox and shit, but it was like a dollar or some shit. I was like, fuck, that's a pretty good game. I had fun with it, and then I got those guys too, the Behemoth, their strategy game there, where I forget what the fuck it's called, but it was just like a really simple, like, two button strategy game that looked pretty good, and I was fucking, it was in early access, which I fucking hate buying, but it's fucking, like, dude, it was like, whatever it was, like, fucking 50% off or some shit. I'm like, I'm gonna buy it eventually. I'm just not gonna play it till it's out of early access, so I bought it. And I think it bought like every fucking Command and Conquer game ever made for like $5. I think that one was on CD Keys. They had their own little fucking Black Friday thing, which again is fucking like, oh, here's some old random fucking games. And like, eh, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like fucking, some of these I have, some of them I don't know if I have, but whatever. Yeah, that, okay, I kept looking at that fucking, this game, Little Nightmares. I looked at that for like fucking like 10 minutes and I was trying to convince myself. I'm like, fucking, I should buy that. You'll play it. It looks all right. But the more I looked at it, like I said, I'm watching like the videos and shit, just fucking like, this looks like a fucking cheap ripoff of like Inside or like Limbo or whatever. And again, it was like $10. I was, nah, I don't know. Not even for that price. Like, I don't know. Not that interested. So yeah, that's our sales report. It's pretty slim pickings for me, but if you're ever curious about whatever, some of the games you heard me talking about on here or whatever, you don't own, and again, I just fucking just all the shit I'm interested in, I just fucking buy new or whatever. So take a look-see on your own. You know what I mean? That's my advice. I just fucking, I couldn't find fucking jack shit that I really fucking wanted. So it's the way the Steam sale sizzles, I guess. And yeah, speaking of Steam being kind of like shitty and useless, I mean, if you remember, like, I don't know, a few months back, there was that whole fucking bitch fit going on about, I forget which developer it was, but somebody was fucking bitching about, you know, user review bombing and all that shit. And I'm not sure. I can't fucking remember which faggot it was, but yeah, they wanted fucking Steam pretty much to fucking remove like certain reviews and shit, or don't have them count towards like the overall user score of a game. If, you know, if too many people were getting outraged and trying to fucking like, ah, oh, you've made some change to the game I didn't like, so I'm gonna fucking leave you a negative review and switch my review to negative, and then, you know, all that shit, review bombing. So I don't even remember fucking exactly what the deal was, you know, obviously, but Steam, what Steam did to respond to that whole bullshit was they let you before they had, like, you know, whatever, the overall reviews, which is, you know, everything combined, and then it was like recent reviews. So it's like, oh, if the game got updated, it got better, like, you know, they have like the two separate fucking scores or whatever. They had that, and then they had fucking, you know, you could fucking like sort, you can look at like a graph, like there's like a graph and fucking like, oh, you know, you can see like a, you know, line graph or a bar graph or whatever, fucking like, oh, you can see like it's split between like positive and negative reviews as it goes down the timelines. You can see like, oh, there are a bunch of negative reviews started here and like went on for like fucking a week or whatever. You know, you can see if there, you know, the bunch of like negative reviews over the short period of time, which again, shit like that seems like it could go either way. You know what I mean? Like how they're fucking like responding or like what side they're trying to take there of just fucking, yeah, you know, it's like they're not gonna fucking remove fucking reviews, but they're gonna like draw attention to like potential, like, you know, if there was like potential fucking review bombing, like fucking like it says something like, there's a high volume of negative reviews on this date, you can like fucking like not look at those or whatever, like you can exclude them and then like see like a different thing if you wanted to, or something like that. Just, you know, separating the overall score from fucking like the recent reviews, like, you know, that sort of thing. So it seemed like they were kind of like playing both sides on that. Like, you know, on one hand, the fucking developers could look at this fucking, that cluster of fucking negative reviews and fucking like that kind of like legitimizes the fucking like review bombing and fucking like, oh, you know, you'd made some change on November 7th. And look, on November 7th, there's a fucking huge start of this shit. So, you know what I mean? That's the whole point of review bombing, I guess, is to fucking like make them like reverse a change or whatever, like at least consumers to have their fucking voices heard, to fucking put it gaily, nice and gaily. Developers could see that, or they could just fucking dismiss it as, and they'd be like, oh, whatever, you know, if they could fucking like, oh, you know, we made a fucking mistake there or whatever, people didn't like that, or they could fucking look at it and be like, oh, whatever, dude, fucking plebeian fucking gamers, you know what I mean, pieces of shit, like, who cares, it's fucking kids being faggots, that type of thing, you know. So they could take it either way, or again, people like potentially buying, who wanted to buy the game, could look at it and take it either way or whatever. So So that's what they did. I mean, they fucking, whatever, that type of shit. Just fucking pretty much like more, made it more complicated. And I was kind of like suspicious of that, like how they changed it. I mean, fucking like, why, I thought it was best to, you know, just keep the shit simple, you know what I mean? How it was before. And then fucking, you know, I'd fucking say something about that. I fucking like, I don't know, there's fucking kind of like, they're changing this. You know, they're fucking, like, responding to these fucking developers being faggots in some way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're changing the whole fucking review system and make it just... It just kind of looks like a mess now. Like, if you go to fucking look at something, it's like, oh, it's a fucking graph and these fucking drop-down menus and fucking, you know, filters to look at shit. And just, like, all the shit. And just, yeah, then, you know, I get people, like, PC people saying, like, fucking, like, oh, no, Valve, you know, Valve can't do anything any wrong at all, you know what I mean? They're just giving everybody fucking more information to look at shit, so it's always good to have more information, right? You know? That can't be bad if you just have fucking more information to look through. It's like, yeah, okay, you know what I mean? In that sense, if you want to look at it like that, sure, fine, but, again, it's kind of a fucking mess now, and... The act of, like, fucking with that at all in response to, like, you know, some, again, some knee-jerk fucking bullshit, like, fucking, like, oh, some developer complains, and, like, 2 days later, you fucking, like, you know, you're messing with your entire fucking system. I mean, that can't be good, you know what I mean? It's kind of like the first fucking step down a slippery slope, you know what I mean, of fucking ruining fucking everything completely. That's how it usually goes. And I've said, and I fucking stand by this, that fucking reviews are fucking useless. I mean, it doesn't fucking matter. Professional, in quotes, or fucking user reviews, they're all fucking useless shit, you know? But, I mean, that's the thing. The whole thing is, it's kind of like the one bit of power that, like, consumers or, like, gamers have over developers being fucking pieces of shit and, like, colluding with fucking, you know what I mean, having money exchange hands with fucking, like, professional fucking reviewers and all that shit. So, yeah, I wish they didn't fuck with it at all. It's fucking, like, whatever, it is what it is, and if it brings down the overall, you know, the overall fucking review score, if people get pissed, and whatever, that's it is what it is. So I was going through my fucking reviews, just fucking, like, whatever, just looking through, seeing if anybody fucking downvoted them, which they usually do, which is funny, or any comments or anything like that on Steam there. Which, I mean, again, I'm fucking, who am I? I'm just some fucking shithead who fucking shops at Burlington Coat Factory. My reviews are just as shitty as anybody else's. I'm not excluding myself or anything like that, but, Yeah. For some reason, fucking Steam decided to take down fucking. There's no downvotes, like no negative fucking votes at all, fucking anywhere. If you post a review, like you can't see fucking. They changed that in the past like week or so. So, used to be able to upvote or downvote if you know, like the user reviews themselves. So again, it's fucking like the ones that got upvoted went up to the top. Ones that got downvoted went down, you know, fucking further down the list or whatever. So. So yeah, I mean, say I fucking write a review and fucking two people fucking upvote it and say it's helpful and 50 people fucking like downvote it. And then another one too is like, you find this review funny or whatever. And just like, you know, shit like that. And I don't want to count either way, or I guess, but that's how my reviews usually went. I can like post them and like two people upvote and like, you know, 10 people downvote, pretty much how it goes. No. If somebody does that, all you see is the fucking two thumbs up. Like, I don't think you can even fucking downvote anything anymore. I mean, what does that mean fucking exactly? I mean, does it fucking help or hurt fucking reviews, or reviewers such as myself and the fucking, you know what I mean? You can't see the fucking negative feedback. Like, I don't know, my initial fucking reaction there is I don't fucking like it. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I want to see the fucking downvotes and shit. And just, you know, if you want to, yeah, if that's how you're looking at how they changed their review fucking, their overall fucking review thing of just fucking like, oh, you know, it's fucking separated into positive and negative and fucking separate everything out by like day and shit and just fucking, you know what I mean? And just fucking trends and blah, blah, blah and all that shit. And if you wanted to say like, oh, you know, that's okay because fucking more information is always better, you know, if that's your fucking line of thinking, well, What they do now with the fucking reviews, they're giving you fucking like less information about, for me personally, like the reviews I fucking write, like, you know what I mean? But again, I want to see the fucking people downvoting or like whatever, just, I mean, that's bad, isn't it? I mean, I fucking pride myself in giving honest opinions. That's one thing I do, you know what I mean? Which isn't always popular. Usually, for the most part, it's not fucking popular at all, as you can tell by the numbers on this podcast. Probably nothing to do with fucking me rambling about buying fucking pants and shit. People love that. But usually get really positive feedback about my shopping habits. But when I write a review of, like, say, like, fucking Bayonetta, and I fucking hate fucking Bayonetta, and, you know, and I give fucking, it's like, I fucking thumbs down for fucking that, and like, here's the reviews why I fucking really hate it. And again, it gets like fucking like 50 downvotes because people like shitty games, I guess. But it's like, yeah, I want to fucking see that, you know what I mean? I'd like to fucking know that people, like, you know, at least people are reacting in fucking some way to what I wrote. Again, I'm not fucking, it's not like a trolling, or it's just, again, fucking honest opinion, like, whatever, I throw stupid shit in there, but it's not, I'm not, like, deliberately trying to fuck, like, piss people off. It just is what it is. Again, even if fucking most of the time, I know people don't fucking even read the reviews at all, they just fucking, like, oh, somebody downvoted fucking Bayonetta, I'll go downvote his review, you know what I mean, like, whatever the fuck. You know, it's just fucking, they just don't like the fucking negative review, they downvote it, or, you know, vice versa, or whatever. I mean, and people, fuck, again, yeah, people comment sometimes, but very, very fucking rarely, and if they do, like, whatever, it's like, oh, you know, you commented on fucking why you left the fucking negative review to my review, whatever, to my review, but then you commented, and I can tell you're a retard, so I'm gonna fucking make fun of you for liking fucking dumb shit, at the very least. But, yeah, I don't know, fucking, kind of gay, in my book, my initial reaction is it's pretty gay, and, yeah, speaking of fucking reviews and Steam and some other segue, I should probably review Call of Duty World War II at some point, don't you think? I mean, again, I've fucking played it enough at this point to give an opinion. Spoiler there for the review that I may or may not write. Fucking, yeah, I really like fucking Call of Duty World War II, and I'll tell you more about that shortly.
I wanna be something.
So Call of Duty World War II. Yeah, played, still playing it like every fucking day. Yeah, I mean, the game's fucking designed very well to keep you, keeps you playing, you know what I mean? Like, you just want to keep playing and keep playing. And not like grinding or anything like that, just fucking like, oh, you're always, you know, when you're playing the game, all you care about is trying to fucking play well and fucking like win and shit, and you're fucking checking corners, and it's all, you know, it's all about fucking like Twitch fucking timing and all that shit. You know, you really gotta be right in the fucking moment as you're playing, but, yeah, it's just a combination of like the, progression loop, you know what I mean? Like, you're always just fucking like one step away from fucking unlocking something, you know, either leveling up your fucking character or fucking unlocking an attachment for a gun or fucking prestiging a gun or fucking completing some fucking challenge or whatever. Again, those fucking challenges or like the contracts or that shit, fucking like, you know, I gotta play fucking like whatever, capture the flag game or whatever, or some bullshit, just something, you know, it gets its hooks in you like that, you know. But again, that's really not why you're playing. Like, you're not fucking playing the game just for the sake of like grinding and shit. Like, you know, it's a fun fucking game. You know, you're not just fucking unlocking shit for the sake of fucking unlocking it. It's just, you know, those fucking little challenges and shit just nudge you in the direction of fucking like, I am using different guns and fucking, you know, playing different game types and trying different equipment and fucking loadouts and you're switching up your classes and all that shit and, you know, prestige and all that shit and, you know, doing it again, like going for a second time, prestige and all your shit and, you know, as you're doing that, you know, you're getting better at the fucking game, you know, learning to look at the fucking maps in different ways and fucking, you know, the angles people are going to use, the spots people are going to be at and shit like that and just, yeah, you know, just by doing that, it's just amazing how fucking, like, deep and fucking well-polished the whole fucking game is. And so, yeah, it was like, yeah, you might, like, prefer, like, fucking, like, I don't know, I seem to do better if I just run around with a fucking shotgun or some shit, but, you know, I seem to do better with that, like, me personally, obviously, I do much better with the fucking, run around with a fucking shotgun than trying to fucking snipe people and all that, but it's like fucking like, all right, I'm just gonna, you know, I'm trying to like do this challenge or whatever. So now I'm sticking with the fucking sniper rifle and, you know, you do that fucking exclusively for a few fucking games and you think like, I know if I stuck with this, I could probably get decent at it. And you know what I mean? I could be all right with it. And, then it's fucking like, I did that challenge though. I was getting pretty good at sniping and fucking like, now I have a challenge of like, you know, using SMG and you fucking, or you're fucking like running around with a fucking like shovel, trying to get fucking like shovel kills and shit. And it's fucking like, this works too. Maybe if I suck with this, you know what I mean? So fucking, eventually what usually happens is, you know, these games in particular, I remember like the other, like Modern Warfare, like 1 and 2 and shit, it's fucking, I ended up fucking like gravitating towards, like Battlefield 2, like most fucking shooters, you can choose your fucking class and shit. It's fucking like you start like gravitating towards like certain loadouts and fucking maps and shit for certain, you know, certain fucking like weapons or whatever, like weapon types for depending on like the map and the game type you're playing, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh no, I know I kind of need this. I'll do a lot better with this on this map and this game type. Like, why would you use fucking like smoke grenades? You know what I mean? Like fucking, it's like, that seems kind of useless and fucking like team deathmatch or whatever. Like, it's not going to do too much. Like it might have like one instance like per game where it's fucking like, I can throw this and just somebody like sniping or whatever. Like my team might help the team like get across or whatever to some other area. But, you know, but it's like fucking like, if I'm playing fucking war, you know, and if I'm playing fucking, that Normandy map, playing war, and it's like fucking, it's fucking hard as shit to like get up the beach or whatever initially, but it's fucking like, dude, you get fucking mowed down. It's like fucking like four fucking machine guns firing at you and everybody's up on a fucking like bunker and shit. It's ridiculous, but, smoke grenade or two and fucking like, oh no, you can fucking definitely like get through whatever. There's another fucking war map where it's like, you gotta build a bridge and like the same type of shit where it's fucking everyone's gonna, you got to get in like this narrow little fucking bridge, obviously, but you know, it's like in the little narrow fucking space you're trying to get to and like build shit. So it's like, dude, you know, everybody else is like on the other side of the street, like sniping. There's people up in buildings and shit. It's just this tiny little area, and fucking like you start throwing smoke out, and it's like, you know what I mean? So you can be the fucking hero, you know, the hero who brought fucking like smoke and let your team fucking get out there and start fucking building, you know what I mean? Not getting fucking shot up in like 2 seconds. So, yeah. So it's, yeah, it just depends. Like again, the game type and, you know, the map and shit. And it's fucking like, okay. And you know, then you start like doing like custom loadouts of, you know, different fucking shit, depending on what you're doing. And it's fucking like, if you're just playing fucking team deathmatch over and over again, it's like, oh, this map, I like using this map, I like using that, that type of thing. Yeah, and if you listened last week, I mean, I was bitching about how fucking hard it was to fucking win a free-for-all game, just, you know, fucking straight up, just regular deathmatch, not team deathmatch. And I was saying, you should probably fucking give up. Give up on trying to fucking win one of those. If you're going for the weekly challenge to, they give you to win a game in every game mode. And, you know, unless you're obviously a real fucking MLG, fucking no scope 360 kid, ADD guy who can do that. But, well, I think somebody at fucking Sledgehammer or whatever the fuck, or like Activision, might have been listening to a little Grunt Free Press, you know, maybe they had like a conference call and they just played the episode for all the decision makers. That could have been it. Because I did say last week, I'm like fucking like, oh man, it make a hell of a lot more sense to count if it counted as like a win. You know, just, I mean, it doesn't have to fucking be like in your stats an actual win, but it's fucking just for the sake of like that challenge of fucking like, oh, I won a fucking death match of fucking, if you're getting the top three, it's fucking, you know what I mean, it's fucking, that should be a win. And guess what, I mean, I was just dicking around, and I'm fucking just like, oh, I'll try doing this, I'll just fuck around and like try out some new weapons or whatever, do a fucking regular death match. And I finished a game in second place, then a little fucking notification popped up that said, oh, you know, you finished that weekly challenge to fucking win a game in every fucking game mode, so there you go. I mean, you're welcome. Yeah, you can thank me for that. I ran into my first fucking cheater, too, playing the fucking game. And I mean, like, fucking, like, blatant, like, fucking, it's like, no, there's no fucking question, this guy's fucking cheating. Like, this sack of shit, it's like, not even trying to hide it. That type of cheater. And, yeah, I mean, sometimes you're playing, it's like, you know, you feel like you just get fucking, like, Jude in the fucking, you look at the kill cam, it's like, ah, that's kind of fucking suspect, you know what I mean? I don't know about that, but It's like, but then, you know, but you can't really fucking rely on a kill cam. Like, that's not fucking, like, accurate, really, you know, 100%, or a lot of the time, even, like, near, like, what actually happened. I mean, you're watching, it fucking, like, shows all the fucking, all the shots, like, being, like, off, you know, it's like, fucking, that guy's not even hitting them, and he's fucking, like, getting, like, hit markers and shit, but just, you know, it's just fucking, like, latency and, like, all that shit, and just, he sees, you know, on his end, he's seeing shit differently than how you're seeing it, and then fucking, like, definitely different, and now the fucking kill cam records it and that shit, yeah, it was like, I don't fucking bitch about, like, a clean kill that fucking, like, seemed kind of, like, fucked up on your end, and just fucking, you know what I mean, from the kill cam. I don't watch a kill cam and be like, fucking, like, oh, that's bullshit, like, it's like, I don't know, it's probably fine, like, you know what I mean. Then there's some that are fucking, like, questionable, you know what I mean? You'll watch some of those kill cams or whatever, and fucking, it's like, I don't know, like, you see the guy fucking, like, turning around, like, doing, like, a 180 suddenly, and fucking, like, right before, you know, a couple seconds before the actual kill, he just fucking, like, spins around 180, then he's fucking aiming down his sights at, like, a fucking brick wall, and you see him fucking, and he's like tracking, like, you see him like tracking on a fucking brick wall, like, fucking, you know what I mean, like, fucking 20 feet, you know what I mean, it's fucking like his cursor just fucking like locked on like something, and then all of a sudden like fucking somebody's head pops out, and you know, the split second the fucking your head pops out, and it's fucking like, oh, headshot, like, immediately, and just You know, it's just like, eh, I don't know, dude. That's fucking quite possible. He's using some kind of shit, like some kind of fucking like wall hack or some bullshit. Again, it's fucking, especially playing, you know, this World War II game. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking like, oh, yeah, some fucking like heat vision scope or something. It's like, no, it's pretty fucking, you know, I don't know about that. Like, it seemed to be like way too on point, you know? You know, it's fucking like, yeah, you know, he could have like heard your fucking like footsteps or some shit and then like turned around and like waited for you, but it's questionable, you know what I mean? It's hard to know like 100%, but it's just like, yeah, I don't know, that's like 50-50 what the fuck happened there. But yeah, this fucking guy though, this fucking like, you know, this guy's like the first like one that's like, no, this is fucking like retarded. I'm playing fucking Hardpoint on the ship map there, whatever it is, USS, whatever the fuck. I think that's what it's actually called. And yeah, you know, I'm playing it, I'm fucking just, you know, I'm dying. And that's not fucking unusual. It's fucking like, ah, oh, whatever, fucking maybe get a kill and fucking you die like five times. Ah, I was just having a fucking shitty game, like whatever. But, yeah, I'm looking in the fucking, like, the kill feed there, and fucking someone on the other team is just fucking, you see it popping up, like, you know, triple kill, fucking quadruple kill, fucking over and over and over, and they're all fucking, like, headshots, like, every fucking one of them. So, you know, again, I usually don't give a shit, I usually don't even look at the kill cam, just fucking, like, whatever, fucking hit the button, get the fuck out of there, just try to get back in as soon as possible, but... yeah, I'm looking at this fucking guy. He's just running around with a fucking late machine gun, I think, and he's just never, you know, not stopping, not fucking aiming, not anything. Just, you know, he can see fucking, every fucking corner, every fucking stairway. Again, I was saying like before, like you see somebody's like, ah, it kind of looks like he's tracking me through a fucking wall, but. It's just like, you know, everything. As soon as somebody's fucking head appears, it's fucking, again, a single fucking pixel pops up, just fucking like, oh, headshot, he fucking walks forward, fucking, cursor goes immediately to somebody's head, just fucking like, you know what I mean, just fucking, he'll be on like the top floor, and just like, somebody's like two fucking decks below him, and he's fucking like immediately, just fucking like, oh, just fucking right down, fucking headshot, fucking walks forward, fucking, you know, at 90 degrees, and somebody's in a fucking, like, window, like, fucking up, you know, above him, and it's fucking up, headshot, fucking, you know, it's like he's using a fucking, like, smart gun from fucking Aliens or some shit. And yeah, I think he ended up with, like, fucking, I don't know, like, 150 kills or some shit, and, like, three deaths, and he was calling in, like, nukes, he had called in, like, three fucking nukes during the map, and just, it's just like, dude, why are people such fucking, like, faggots? Like, it's fucking, like, ridiculous. Like, he's, like, again, he's probably just walking around, everything's happening automatically. He's just fucking, like, pretty much holding down a fucking, like, the trigger, more or less. It's like, dude, that's fucking so gay. And, yeah, you know, it's tough to be, like, fucking, like, oh, I'm playing on PC, so it's fucking, you know, it's like, oh, fucking PC, you know, PC players are fucking, like, cheaters, and, you know what I mean, that's the reputation of playing online on fucking, like, PC. And, yeah, you know, before I fucking, like, really got into fucking playing PC games, you know what I mean, I was like that, too, it was fucking, like, I just don't want to play fucking online games with fucking people on the, you know, on the fucking computer, because they just all fucking run, like, these fucking bullshit fucking aim assist, aim bots, and all that bullshit, and fucking, I don't know, other games, the fucking, like, macros, and blah, 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 all this fucking, like, you know, third-party bullshit they fucking pay for, or whatever, they fucking install, and it just fucking makes everything... Anything to fucking, like, give an advantage, you know what I mean? People do that in, like, consoles with different, you know, controllers and blah, 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 and fucking, like, whatever, fucking, oh, I put a, you know, put a red dot on my fucking TV so I can aim and fucking, like, whatever, and, just, you know, shit like that or whatever. It was fucking, like, PC in particular, just, like, people seem to be, like, really shitty about that, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, oh, I don't know, no, it's not a big deal, dude, it's fucking whatever. It just gives me a little bit of aim, it's not a big deal or whatever, you know what I mean? Just anything. But, yeah, but yeah, I'm playing on PC, and I'm playing Call of Duty on fucking PC, and I'm playing with a fucking controller again. You know, people just using a fucking normal keyboard and fucking mouse and shit. Keyboard and mouse fucking warriors. And I'm using a fucking controller. There's no fucking auto-aim at all in the game. And again, I do decent, so whatever, man. Like, you know what I mean? I can fucking, again, I'm not fucking trying to snipe most of the time, so it's not really that fucking, I'm not trying to be, like, precise, but I do okay. But yeah, just because of that, I'm pretty fucking lenient when it comes to fucking, you know, it's like, ah, oh, somebody fucking aimed me and they fucking, like, killed me, like, whatever, man, you know what I mean? They're probably 99% fucking chance they're using a fucking keyboard and they're gonna do that. But, But yeah, I mean, just seeing this shit again, the guy's fucking running around, just fucking, bap, 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 his fucking headshot. It's like, dude, come on, dude. And it's like fucking, his team almost still fucking lost too. Like, they were losing through like most of the fucking game. And then like, you know, the last second he started, you know, they started fucking winning. That was the funny part, but, I mean, yeah, again, just by playing this game for like 70 hours, you know what I mean, whatever the fuck is, it's not too bad of a ratio. I mean, it's just that this one fucking guy is like a blatant fucking cheating sack of shit. Which, I mean, I fucking like reported him, whatever, and fucking pretty sure most of the people on the fucking, the team did too, but, so yeah, you know, of those fucking 70 hours or so that I played, like fucking, you know, that one fucking piece of shit for sure, and then probably, I don't know, like half a dozen cases or so of, again, it's like that kind of like questionable, like fucking, like, I don't know about this fucking guy, dude, like he's fucking just too, like, too, like, fucking spot on with just, you know, again, turning like 90 degrees real quick and like catching somebody, like fucking, he shouldn't have been able to see, it was just standing there, like that type of thing. Yeah, it was, again, not too bad, but, I just wish fucking everybody would just not be gay, period. I mean, this fucking asking the impossible, I know. So it was like 2% of the population's gay, so I guess that transfers to fucking games too. Like 2% of fucking, people playing games are gay. That didn't fucking stop me from playing, obviously. It's fucking just like, oh, whatever, dude, just get the fuck out of that lobby, report, and just playing another fucking game type, whatever. But, yeah, you'll fucking notice this week is a lot of the same shit as the past few weeks. Cause again, I've been an awful fucking reviewer and fucking podcasting host over here. I'm just all the fuck over the place with a dozen different fucking games. Which is probably like the least productive way to fucking approach this, I guess. But hey, you know what I mean? I had to fucking drag myself away from fucking Call of Duty and just fucking, like, I gotta play something else. Make some kind of progress in something, some other game, just to fucking, just for something to fucking talk about and eventually fucking, like, review. And yeah, again, I should probably review fucking Call of Duty. But again, Call of Duty is just so fucking good, and it is fucking, like, difficult to be like, alright, I gotta stop and do something else. Ninja Gaiden Black, I played. That's a fucking hot topic with all the kids. All the kids want to know about that NGB. So I'm playing fucking Ninja Gaiden, and fucking, man, the game's fucking, it's way fucking bigger than I fucking remember it, like a lot bigger. Just area-wise, even, you know what I mean? Like, as far as, like, fucking the levels go. There's just a lot of fucking, like, running around, like a ninja does, I suppose. Yeah, it's pretty easy to get lost in there, too. And I fucking got lost quite a few times. Just, you know, there's so many fucking, like, secrets and, like, hidden paths and branching paths and shit. And, you know, you're picking up all these key items and that shit, and like forgetting that they even fucking like have a key item. It's like, oh, what are these two fucking stone tablets in my inventory? Like, I have no idea. And then you just like forget about them, and fucking hours later, it's like, oh, I guess I need them for something else. So yeah, I mean, you're roaming all over this fucking multi-level fucking dungeons, and they have broken stairways. You have to fucking like double wall run and fucking jump to get up to like the second story and shit. You have a fucking locked door over here, some fucking latch under the fucking water, and you're just fucking like, oh, I'm not sure where that leads. You're like, gotta open it, and yeah, you can fucking backtrack the most of the game too, at just about any point. So it's fucking like, you know, so you'll open a door and just be like, fucking like, wait a minute, I've already fucking like been here, and fucking check your map and like, have I been there? Like, where am I going again? Just fucking, you know what I mean? Sometimes you'll be backtracking, and there'll be fucking enemies there to fucking like fight, like they like repopulate them, you can fucking like fight them, they give you like rewards and shit for fighting them. But yeah, I mean, the game's designed like fairly fucking well. I mean, I think the big fucking the big change, that, you know, it's Black, right? I think it was the original release on fucking Xbox is called Ninja Gaiden, and they did fucking Ninja Gaiden Black, and I think the big change for Black was You can move the camera around. Well, you hit the right trigger, and the camera will like swing around behind you and just fucking like focus like right where you're looking. And I think the original one, the original release, was just you couldn't even do that. Like it was just all fixed. Like just you couldn't do that. Like the camera just fucking, it was all just like static shots, and it might have like moved around with you and shit at some points. I forget. Again, it's been a while since I fucking played the original. I think it was more like a fucking like survival horror type game. So yeah, with this one, you can like manually fucking like look around and shit, and if you hit like the right stick, you can like look in like first person. I think you could do that in the original one too. Again, it's been so long, I can't say for sure. But yeah, I mean, at the very least, you can fucking swing the camera around, so it's not like you're fucking just getting hit by like people like off screen and shit all the time. Like you can fucking, you have like some kind of control of like where you're looking, you know. But that comes with the trade off of, because you can fucking move the camera yourself, so you can always fucking, it's like, yeah, which way was I looking? Like, which way was I facing? Then like you get like all turned around and shit. Yeah, I mean, there's maps for each level that you can find. I mean, they're not really hidden. It's usually like right at the start, like, oh, there's a chest with a fucking map in it, and they're pretty good, the maps. I mean, it's not that hard to navigate. Although they do, it's just fucking the very basic like layout of the fucking level, and then you know this little arrow of you and where you're facing and that type of shit, and it'll show you like doors and shit. Like doors will be like green if you can open them, like red if they're locked, like whatever. Yellow, I think, if you have the key for it, like that type of thing. So it's not like that. It's good, but it just doesn't so show like some shit on there like you wish it would. Like there's no like marker for like, oh, there's a shop here, there's a fucking save point. You know what I mean? Or like maybe like a note or something for like, oh, you know, there's some puzzle here that you need an item for, so you have to come back, you know, just like some little note, like some little symbol or something, just fucking like, oh yeah, okay, I gotta come back to this area, you know what I mean? But, so they don't have any of that, so again, it's just like the very basic layout of the map and shit, so, so you still have to do a lot of just fucking, like, you end up doing like a lot of like wandering around and just fucking, trying to figure out, like, memorize, like, all right, what fucking, how does this fucking area connect to this one, you know what I mean? There's a fucking hole here I can drop down to, go to a different fucking level and that type of thing, so, and yeah, because you can fucking, like, backtrack through most of the game, and sometimes you have to do that, like, that's the point, like, it's how you progress, you fucking backtrack again, you get a key and you go back or whatever, and it's kind of cool, though, because they do some interesting things with the level. So it's not just, like, static, you know, and it's not just fucking, oh, I'm just going to go through the same fucking hallway again or up the same fucking stairway. Like, you know, you'll cross a bridge and then fucking, like, you know, later on, like, another chapter, like, oh, that bridge collapses. Then it's fucking, like, all right, now that collapsed, you have to get back up top. So you're fucking, like, platforming your way up fucking, you know, 5 stories to get to, like, the top of it. Then you do that, and then, like, later on, you'll return to that same area with the fucking collapsed bridge, but the fucking, it'll be, like, completely, like, flooded with fucking water, so it's fucking, like, oh, cool, I just fucking, like, swim right up there, and, you know, there's fucking, like, little caverns and shit, like, halfway up and shit, you can fucking go and explore. There's these, golden scarabs that are, scattered fucking all around the game, and there's collectibles. I mean, there's 50 of them total, and keep going. If you collect a few of them, you go to the shop, the guy will give you like certain shit, like, oh, here's fucking health fucking potions, here's like whatever. Sometimes if you collect like a certain amount, it'll give you weapons and shit, and just so yeah, there's 50 of them, and if you get all of them, it unlocks the, I think I've talked about this before, but it unlocks the NES, like the Nintendo Ninja Gaiden, and again, I think I've said this before, I think it's a patched version of the game, though, because if you play the NES game, which I have many times, and yeah, you get the last stage of that, stage 6, I think, and yeah, that entire game, fucking, every time you die, it'll start you on the level you died on, so, you know, if you're on fucking, like, level 4, and the levels are split into, like, 3 sections, I think, each of them, so it's, like, 4-1, 4-2, 4-3, So if, you know, if you died on like 4-2, the game will start you on 4-2. You just have to do like that one level again, you know. So, you know, if you fucking die on 2-3 or whatever, it starts you on 2-3 and so on, and, you know, as you would expect it to do, like start you on the fucking stage, you know. But yeah, you get to that last stage, and I think it's like 6-3. And it's fucking like ridiculously hard to fucking begin with, and if you die on the fucking final boss, they send you all the way back to fucking 6-1. Like the beginning is 6-1, so you have to do fucking 6-1 again, 6-2 again, and then 6-3 again, and fucking it's fucking soul crushing. And yeah, every time I try to play it, I'm like, fucking, nah, this game's awesome. And then fucking I get up to fucking that level and just yeah, I want to fucking kill myself. Once it sends you back to 6-1 by fucking, you know, I want to fucking commit fucking seppuku. It's pretty bad. So, yeah, I mean, there's some fucking controversy around that, too, the little thing. I know, as I'm saying that, I'm like, fucking, like, an angry video game nerd kind of did, that was this whole fucking Ninja Gaiden video was like that, too, but, no, yeah, that's fucking, it's pretty true. Like, that's fucking, every time I play the game, that's fucking what happens, so, but yeah, you know, people, you know, there's controversy around that, like, fucking, you know, is it, like, designed that way? Like, did they do that on purpose to make it, like, hard as balls and fucking, like, demoralizing and... you know, that's the point of it, is to make you get, like, fucking, like, pissed off, or, like, have you, like, really get good at those last three levels, and then fucking, like, face the boss, or whatever. Is it that, or is it just a fucking, like, glitch, you know what I mean? I vote glitch. Again, just, I'm pretty sure, like, in this version here, like, if you unlock the game and fucking Ninja Gaiden Black and you play it, I don't think that does that. Like, I think it's, like, an actual, like, fucking, like, something in the code that's fucked up, like, that does that. Just a simple, like, whatever, like, one number, you know what I mean? They fucked up in the code of, like, fucking, like, oh, if, you know, if die, you know what I mean? If dead, go to, should be, like, 6-3, and somebody put 1 instead, you know what I mean, in the code, and it fucks it up like that. But, yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure I fucking beat it back in the day, and that wasn't the case. Like, when I was playing on, like, the original Xbox, it was fucking like, no, I probably fucking died on the boss, of, you know, the last boss a bunch, and just kept fucking going back to 6-3 and ended up doing it, I believe. I don't know. I don't know if this time going through again, fucking Ninja Gaiden Black, if I'm going to, I'm like, ah, should I collect all the 50 fucking Scarabs and fucking unlock it and just, It's kind of a fucking bitch to do again. They're fucking, like, all over the place, and some of them are pretty easy, and it, you know, gets your confidence up. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get them all, and it's fucking like, I probably missed one, like, you know what I mean, on stage, like, chapter 2 or some shit, and just, it's almost ridiculous to go, unless you're using, like, a strategy guide and, like, checking off, like, each one you get in order or some shit. It's a pain in the ass, you know what I mean? It's fucking... Because you can backtrack through, again, most of the game, most of it, but I think there's, like, a few levels that fuck, it's like, oh, an airship, then, like, there's a few on there, and if you miss them, like, you know, after you beat that level, the airship fucking, like, crashes, and you can't go back there, so you'd have to, like, start a new game just to get, like, the few that you can't get to, so, I don't know, like, it's like, who knows, if I'm going through the entire fucking thing trying to grab them, like, oh, no, I missed, like, one, oh, it's on that airship that crashed, so you can't get it, cool. Start a new game, so I don't know. It's not something I'm really aiming for, but we'll see. Playing it though, like one thing that's different with how I play games now versus like how I used to play them back in my fucking spry youthful days. I mean, I used to be really fucking stingy with using like items and shit, like in like any games I played, which is that's a habit from playing, you know, playing a lot of, like, survival horror games and that type of thing that would, penalize you or give you, like, a bad ending or whatever. If you use too many items, you heal too much, you'd, you know, lower your score, then, like, you'd get, like, shitty endings and that type of thing. Or you just, you know, you'd fuck yourself over later on. Like fucking Resident Evil would be, you know, a few of them I played like that, and fucking like, oh no, I'm here and this is fucking like nearly impossible because I have no fucking ammo or health or whatever. A lot of old games used to do that, like whatever, old RPGs and shit, just fucking like, oh no, be used too much shit before and you know, you just kind of fucked for this boss, like that type of thing. So yeah, I mean that mentality kind of carried over to fucking everything else that I played, like from then on, from, you know, again, from when I was fucking like real young into fucking like back even to like, again, like Xbox and shit, and even like recently just fucking like, I don't want to use these items, like, you know, what if I need them for later? Like, that happens all the time. But now recently, being a fucking old piece of shit, I'm just like, fuck it, you know what I mean? I'm fucking spend all my money, fucking max out all my healing items at the store and shit, and just fucking upgrade, spend money to fucking upgrade my shit, upgrade, fucking spend, use, you know, anything I have to fucking like progress forward, just fucking do it, you know, just fucking spend it all, fuck it. Yeah, and unlike a fucking old school fucking Resident Evil game or whatever, like, it seems like Ninja Gaiden is fucking more, it's designed for that, you know, designed well, you would say, you know. It's not as fucking like trying to fuck you over, and yeah, you know, it's, use all your fucking potions and arrows and fucking magic and all that shit, and then it's like yeah, I used all my shit up, and then like you find a place to like refill all of it in the next room. I usually get to the end, you have fucking enough money that you get to fucking the shops, and you can easily just fucking like, oh, I max out all my fucking potions, and I still have like extra money left and nothing to spend it on and that type of thing. Yeah, I mean, it just makes things easier. I mean, before I'd be like fucking like, oh, I get fucking hit a few times, I'll fucking restart from the checkpoint, I can do that better, and now it's like, oh, whatever, I scrape by, I'll just keep going, and maybe I'll find a fucking potion later or not, or whatever, or fucking I'll die, or whatever, who gives a fuck. You know, if I get fucked over because I don't have enough shit later on, you know what I mean? It's fucking the game, it makes the game fucking like impossible. It's like, yeah, I'll just bitch about that later. I'll just bitch about how bad the game design is and wipe my hands clean of it. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, not my fault. Like, whatever, this game sucks. You know what I mean? That's my mentality now. It's not me, it's the game. Yeah, and as I'm playing, I keep like forgetting that it's a fucking like original fucking like Xbox game from fucking like whatever, like 15 years ago. That's just how good the emulation is. Just, you know, again, just how fun it still is to play. You know, it's only those times when like there's like so much fucking like walking around the fucking levels with no enemies to fight. It's like I'm doing an awful lot of walking here, and Or on the opposite end of that, you're stuck in like an arena that fucking, but you're battling these fucking enemies. It just goes like on and on, and you're fucking like fighting the same like fucking like shitty enemies, like, you know, like fucking like 50 of them, and it's like fucking like, oh yeah, right, this is a fucking original Xbox, you know what I mean? Xbox game. And I'm still playing it on fucking, you know, I'm playing it on fucking like Xbox One. That's just so fucking weird. Like, you know, I'm looking at. I'm looking at all the fucking backwards compatible games, and just fucking like seeing, you see like other people playing, I'm doing like let's plays and shit of like fucking, like, you know, Crimson Skies and like Black and shit, and just fucking, Black is that fucking ridiculous fucking first person shooter where just fucking everything just explodes when you fucking like shoot it, just fucking like constant like nukes going off and shit, so it's kind of ridiculous. No, it's just I'm playing. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't mind playing that either. And it's fucking like, ah, oh, cool, like cool fucking next or current gen consoles. You know what I mean? It's pretty much become like, ah, oh, what old games can I not play on fucking PC? Is pretty much what they are. And then a follow up question to that is fucking like why can't I play these games on PC? You know what I mean? Like fucking like why didn't this fucking like port or fucking legitimately or otherwise, I wouldn't mind fucking playing and fucking reviewing some PS1, PS2, whatever, Xbox, original Xbox games. And yeah, I should probably write a fucking Call of Duty World War II thing first before I do anything. That should be my priority, I think. And yeah, another thing that I should do, and I actually did do, is play some Total War Warhammer 2, that old chestnut. Remember that one? I played the first fucking Warhammer, Total War Warhammer. I was all fucking like hyped up for the sequel, and then fucking For whatever reason, I just felt like it came out. I was like, oh yeah, sweet. And I fucking played like a little bit of it. Then I fucking like stopped and whatever. And then fucking this week, I'm like, oh, I should probably just looking at it on my fucking like desktop. I'm like, fucking, I should probably fucking play that. And I did. And yeah, the good news is that there have been a couple updates since I last played. I mean, the big one being the fucking, they added in the that massive campaign now. That's fucking it lets you pick any faction from the first fucking Total War Warhammer, which is that's actually huge because yeah, the base game of fucking Warhammer 2, it's only four races, so it's fucking like. And then you know, you add that on as far, I haven't even fucking looked at it. It's fucking like what, like 10 or 12 or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like fucking like, oh, here's some of this like free update is pretty much like fucking like tripled the fucking game. You know what I mean? Of like the options you have. And then it adds the fucking the old map too. So it pretty much like doubles the size of the fucking map. So. And, you know, so I'm like, all right, I'm like looking, like, what, this fucking, again, it's huge, a huge fucking update. And I'm fucking looking at, like, these two options of fucking, like, all right, what do you want to play the original, like, the base Warhammer 2 fucking campaign, the small map, in quotes, or fucking, like, or the big map. And I'm going to stick with the fucking small one for now, you know what I mean? Just because I, you know, I'd like to fucking, like, actually, like, finish a game or two before I get, like, all, like, overwhelmed and fucking. Devote my life to a fucking, you know, Warhammer campaign. So, I started up a new fucking, just again, just the base game, just cause, the other big update was, they did like the gore patch, the blood patch, which, adds blood and gore, which is always good. Kind of waiting for that too, which is, which is nice. So, I had fucking that game I had started before. Originally, fucking, I was playing like I was like, ah, should I continue the game I was playing? But fucking, yeah, it's been months since I fucking even touched it. So I'm like, who knows what the fuck I was doing there? So I think I was playing like the elves or some shit. So I'm like, fucking, like I don't know. I'm just gonna start a new one. I fucking picked the lizard men. Started up a new fucking campaign. And yeah, I turned around, I'm like, all right, fucking, yeah, I definitely want to play on easy again. If I haven't fucking played this in months, fucking turn all the tutorials on, because I'm pretty fucking lost here starting up. And, yeah, even, like, simple shit that I had down before, like, fucking, like, the camera movement and, like, grouping and all that and, like, casting spells. Like, it took me a little bit to fucking get comfortable with it again of what the fuck I was doing. I'm still not fucking pro, as pro as I used to be, you know what I mean? After playing it for like four more hours, I'm just not up to snuff. So yeah, the lizard men, fucking, there are giant lizards. They're about the size of men. They have some kind of like Aztec, like tribal vibe going on there. And I found them like kind of difficult to play. I mean, again, even playing on fucking easy, like the faggot that I am. I'm just having a hard time, like, even, like, I'm, like, trying to, like, set up my armies, I'm just fucking, like, I'm having a hard time, like, distinguishing, you know, what units are what, and I have fucking, like, no idea what's fucking good to pick. I don't think I ever fucking even, like, fought this faction before, so it's like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm looking at here, and all the units kind of look the same, too. I mean, they look like fucking lizard men, I guess, you know, it's like, they're all just kind of, like, scaly fucking lizard people, and, I know that might be kind of racist of me, but it's true. And just, yeah, it seems like there's fucking, you know, starting off here, it looks like there's fucking just like different tiers that are just like the same types of unit, you know what I mean? There's like fucking like, oh, here's some shitty fucking foot soldier fucking spearmen and fucking shield and infantry that they give you to start with, and then you're building up your cities and shit, and like fucking like, oh, I get more advanced military, and then you start unlocking like, it's like, oh, you know, he's just, like, bigger, better, fucking, like, of the same unit, like, bigger, better, fucking spearmen and, like, infantry and shit. And just fucking, I don't know, just, it looks like, yeah, it doesn't seem I'm like, looking through, like, shit, and it's fucking, like, oh, they have, like, cool monsters and shit later on, and it's fucking, like, oh, there's, like, dinosaurs and, like, T-Rexes and all that bullshit, but it's fucking, like, just, like, starting off, I'm not there yet, I'm just fucking, like, I don't know what I should be doing. It's like fucking like, oh, here's like some missile units. They have like fucking whatever, like barely any ammunition, but it's like, oh no, they're pretty good in like melee too. So it's just fucking like, oh, it's kind of this mob of fucking lizards. I'm just kind of like shoving into people's fucking armies and shit. Just, yeah, just, you know, those starting units that you start out with, they just seem really fucking like weak. You know, I got like this one good fucking artillery thing. They threw my way. It's like a fucking artillery fucking beast or whatever the fuck is. There's some fucking weird, again, like dinosaur that's fucking has something that shoots a solar beam, like laser on its fucking back. But then it's all, again, it's fucking like, oh, it's an artillery piece, but fucking like, oh, you also kind of want to like throw it in there, like fucking like up front, because it's kind of like a tank too, and you have it fucking like go in and like trample people and, so God, that thing's pretty cool. But then like everything else, like all like the grunts and shit, I'm controlling, like they all seem to like lose their morale and fucking like break like really easily. Then, and a lot of them, they don't even like retreat, like they fucking just like lose control and they just like start like attacking like randomly. You just stop controlling them. And, yeah, even the fucking, the general I'm playing as, this, giant fucking fat lizard guy on a floating chariot, and it's fucking like, oh, I guess he's like a spellcaster, I guess, but fucking like for the first few battles, it's fucking like, I don't think I have any spells here, so it's like, all right, I guess you're gonna have to go on the front and like fucking start like attacking and shit with all the other fucking shitty troops, but, just try to keep them from like breaking immediately. But it's like, looking at him, it's like, big fat fucking lizard toad thing, and just, you know, have him in the front line. I fucking look away for a couple seconds, then like, you know, look back at like his card, his unit card or whatever. It's like, oh, he's getting like fucked up like real fast. Like he's almost dead like immediately. It's like, all right, that's cool. So I can't do that, I guess. And, the campaign I'm playing right now, it's just fucking like chaos at the moment. I'm like fucking 40 turns in, and I still haven't fucking like formulated like any sort of plan for like what I should be doing and like what my goals are. I've got the Skaven, the fucking the Ratmen, the Vermintide, whatever the fuck. I got those guys like directly north of me, and then there's fucking vampires like further north from them, and it's fucking like, oh cool, get both of those fucking factions like coming down and attacking me like pretty much at the same time. And I keep like, I'm gonna occupy some fucking towns and shit, and like fucking like, oh, I want to battle here against fucking Skaven or whatever the fuck. All right, cool, occupy it, and then I'll fucking move away for like two turns. You know, fucking, I only have, like, with my one fucking main army, like, all right, I'm gonna fucking move, whatever, like, down south a little, you know, there's a town a little bit down south that nobody's even claimed, so I'll try to take him down. It's gonna take me a couple turns to go down there, and, like, as soon as I start going down there, like, oh, Skaven came back, that town I just took, like, oh, they fucking went and fucking raided it, or whatever, like, raised it, and, so, yeah, I don't even have a chance to, like, build up fucking, like, fortifications or anything like that, and, so yeah, I'm trying to fucking like slow down, and that's the main thing there. I'm having trouble with, again, from playing fucking like Call of Duty, is fucking like go go go. It's fucking like, all right, I gotta like relax. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like super slow. Like fucking stop trying to fucking like get into fights all the time and all that shit. That's the hardest thing. And just I'm trying to fucking build up my armies, fucking build up the economy and shit. And it's just yeah, those two, again, the fucking Skaven and the fucking vampires, they're like just like so fucking aggressive, just like constantly, like fucking like those fight battles they can't fucking win. It's fucking just constantly going at me, little fucking bastards. But thankfully to the south of me is some human factions there that I'm fucking friendly with, so I'm not like completely surrounded or anything like that. But it's fucking, yeah, then from the south, like, the south, these fucking random, like, bandit clans and fucking chaos squads, whatever the fuck, are these random just armies just keep, like, going through fucking them, the human factions of the south, and, like, oh, they'll break through and just go up and start, like, attacking me, too, so it's just, like, I gotta deal with all that shit. So, yeah, so at the moment, I'm just playing, again, I'm pretty early on, but I'm just kind of, like, spinning my wheels there, which isn't fucking ideal. I'm just getting... my units are getting a lot of experience from fucking, like, constantly fucking, like, fighting and, like, attacking cities and shit, but, campaign progression just hasn't been the fucking smoothest, I'll say that much. I'm making some fucking rookie mistakes that I should, should know better, but again, as I've been out of the game so long, I'm fucking like, what the fuck. We'll see how it turns out. You know, so right now we have like two main armies, but I definitely just don't have the resources yet to do anything beyond that. And it's fucking just like my upkeep is pretty much like going towards them. It's like waiting for shit to build, and so maybe I'll send out some fucking heroes to go for whatever, fucking go find some other people I can trade with or whatever. I'm just fucking just kind of, all right, I'm just sitting here and just waiting for shit to build up, and you know, trying to fighting rats and fucking vampires whenever they show up. It just, it's beyond that, it's just, you know, it seems pretty, like, even, like, early on, I'm like, this is pretty fucking, like, dicey here, all these fucking, like, battles, like, if I fucking, something goes wrong and I fucking lose one of these, it's pretty much, I'm pretty much, like, done, you know what I mean? If I get attacked, like, too, you know, badly, if I lose two bad fucking fights in a row, it's pretty much gonna be game over for fucking Blizzard Town. Yeah, I mean, but I will say this though: the fucking playing Warhammer has definitely justified the purchase of my 4K monitor. I'll tell you that much. Because yeah, playing those games, the fucking Total War games before on my fucking TV, that was pretty fucking painful. Just I mean, the games themselves like looked fine, like it looked great, whatever, in like 1080, but as a There's just, like, so much, like, text to read on there, and it's fucking, like, tiny, you know, tiny little fucking letters, and I'd be fucking, like, squinting and, like, reading, trying to, like, read everything, like, three times, like, you know, I think it says this, you know what I mean? Just fucking, like, you know, paragraphs of shit, just, like, squinting, and just, now all the fucking text is fucking nice and, like, crisp and clear and shit, and getting some, 4K lore going on there. You know, what they say is, you know, once you read something in 4K, there's no going back, as the saying goes. I've been thinking of going back to playing fucking Friday the 13th again ever since I got that fucking physical box copy. He's just kind of like staring at me on the shelf, waiting. But then I remember I'm playing again. I'm playing like fucking like 10 different fucking games right now, and that might not be the best use of my limited time. So I don't know. Tell me what you think I should play. What should I do? Give me some suggestions. I'll probably ignore at podcast@gruntfreepress.com, or yeah, you can even always leave a message on the forums at www.gruntfreepress.com. Somebody has to be the first one to do that. I'm Absolute Deicide, and if you like this little gem, I mean, you can look forward to more of that, more of these post Black Friday, pre Christmas fucking Won't Somebody Please Kill Me episodes for the next, like, month or so, because I fucking hate this time of the year. Fucking, yep, fucking family and fucking religious holidays and shit, and fucking busy at work. Fucking yuck.
Mar, or one of the seven stars that shine after 3:30 in the morning. How she is it? She came from planet Flare. She came from planet Flare. She came from planet Earth.